Welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. The Vegas Voice, the voice for your health, wealth, and good times, and Nevada's most powerful senior media resource. I'm John the Announcer, and happy to introduce the various Vegas Voice segments and interviews that you can also find in our magazine, on our websites, and YouTube channel. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the Vegas Voice.
Hello, everyone. This is Diane Sabis-Hahn with Days Gone By. How is your day going so far? Did it start off in a whirl? Or is it baby blue skies with fluffy white clouds winking down at you as you look up? Sounds good, but you can never tell where things will go from there. Minute to minute, our lives can change directions, and we could end up in the most unusual predicaments. If I'd have known the direction my day was headed the other day, I wouldn't even have swung my legs over the side of the bed in the morning. I'd have turned over, pulled the covers up way over my head, and shut out the world. Yep, I'd have gone right back to sleep. But then, I'd have missed an adventure, I suppose. It really was a sunny day. I felt happy, made coffee, fed the dog, dressed, and headed out. Without warning, a thunderbolt struck in the middle of my day. Slip, slide, crash, and down. I stumbled on a staircase and ended up flat on my back in front of everyone. Not really hurt, but I was mortified. There I was, dead on the floor with the gimpy knees that had betrayed me, and I couldn't get up. My floppy hat hung down over my left eye, and my hair, discreetly tucked under the hat, unfurled in 20 wacky directions. I looked like a floundering, homeless person without a clue. "Are you okay?" A concerned lady extended her hand, but before I could grasp it, her friend yanked her away. "Don't touch her. If she's hurt, she could sue you." I blinked in astonishment. Finally, on my feet, I stumbled to my car and drove home. I was shaking and my head throbbed from where I'd grazed it on the cement steps. I decided to call the EMTs, just in case. 5 minutes later, a group of the most gorgeous men I'd ever seen in my entire life walked into my house. I almost fainted. If only I was 25 years younger. "Sit for a moment," one said. He smiled and my heart melted. "Is it okay if I touch the back of your head?" "Oh, yes." "And your neck?" "Oh, please, keep going." We were laughing as they drove me to the hospital in their ambulance. A few quick rays and an MRI of my brain, and the doctor said, "Your head is fine. You're discharged." He smiled, looked down at my chart, and then frowned. "Oh, but you have COVID." "What? I don't feel sick." "You'll be fine." He handed me a prescription for some meds. "Have this filled and take it easy for a week or so. Call if you feel worse." Stunned, I stared at the prescription in my hand. The nurse sympathetically patted my shoulder. "Will you call me a taxi?" I asked. "Sorry, I can't," she said softly. "Huh? You have COVID," she added. "Oh, right. But how am I supposed to get home? They brought me here in an ambulance." She didn't really have an answer. "Call a friend." "A friend? Who would do that?" I asked. "Who would knowingly expose a friend to COVID?" Bewildered, I sat with my discharge papers and phone in hand. It was too far to walk home. What was I going to do? 5 minutes went by, then 10. No brilliant flashes or solutions slipped through my brain. How did I get COVID? It had been around for over 4 years and I'd managed to avoid it. Why now? But more important than that, I muttered, how am I going to get home? I finally thought of a way. I did call a friend. My neighbors, Buddy and Janet, they have my house key. Feeling like a piranha, I whispered into the phone so no one around me could hear. "Buddy, this is Diane. I'm at the hospital. I have COVID. Can you believe it?" Would you and Janet bring my car to the hospital? I can drive home, and you can drive back in your car. He laughed, and my heart sank. Oh, no, I guess I was going to have to walk after all. But then, don't be silly, Diane. I'm coming to get you. He hung up before I could say another word. 15 minutes later, he pulled up. I double-masked, sat in the back seat of his car, and opened the window. He delivered me to my front door safe and sound, and did not walk away with COVID. It's good to call a friend. Thanks for listening, everyone. Tune in next time. This is Diane Sabis-Hahn with Days Gone By. P.S. Have a good day.